Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is Saturday, November the 23rd. And here we are once again on the Saturday Spotlight with the one, the only, your boy, your favorite author. That's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, as I tell you every show, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, Jeffrey Rochelle. It is me tonight. And my co-host, Sean, is under the weather. So can everybody just wish Sean some good life support speed back so he can be back next week? He is under the weather. So can we all give Sean well wishes to get well so he can return back next week to the show? But tonight is my Thanksgiving pre-show. Thanksgiving pre-show. So tonight I'm going to talk about my do's and my don'ts, what I don't want to see on my timeline, Thanksgiving Day, that you're going to be making, that looks a hot mess, and what I would like to see that don't look a hot mess. So if you don't know if your food look a hot mess or not, and you always posting pictures of it, I'm going to give you a little feedback on how your food should look when you post pictures of it on Thanksgiving, because some of y'all food be looking a hot mess. It's like, what did y'all make? Who thought about this? Who made it? Who told y'all it was good? Because it don't look good. You trying to send somebody to the ER? Eating that. So we're going to talk about how we not going to eat that, how we going to make what we should make, and how it should look for Thanksgiving Day. Tonight, we talk to my homegirl, my sister. I have not met her yet, but I love her energy, her spirit. Love to talk to her via Facebook all the time, Miss Ashante Keys, the beautiful, talented Ashante Keys. We talked to her tonight, and I'm excited about that because she has a book that she's coming out that I cannot wait to read, and I'm going to personally PayPal or Cash App her the money for this book because I want it autographed directly sent to me because the title caught me. I just said the title caught me. I had to pause. The title caught me by surprise. And I'm like, man, I got to read this book. I do. So we're going to talk about that book plus the many other books that she's written so far. She has a lot of books that she's written so far and just everyday things for her. What life is like for her besides writing, what projects she has coming up. But Ashante Keys is our featured author for tonight, and I'm very excited about that. So without further ado, as always when I get into my show, I talk about my week. So my week, of course, was spectacular. It was like any other week. I worked and, did all the things I'm supposed to do as an adult. I prepped for the show and worked. But as always, it's always something interesting that go on with me every week, and I got to talk about it on this show. And this week that just passed, yesterday, I took myself to the DMV because, let me let y'all know, my birthday is next Friday and my license expires on my birthday. So I took myself to the DMV to renew my license to get a real ID. So in the process of getting a real ID, trying to attempt, I should say, to get this real ID, I was sent away not once, not twice, but three times from the DMV. The first time I got to the DMV at 8 o'clock in the morning, when it opened up, when everybody was standing outside in the line waiting to get in. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get in. I got all my documents. I got everything I need. You know, we're going to make this a smooth transition. No. Got in there. Got to the lady that was taking people on her side of the counter for the real ID. She started scanning all my documents and told me my birth certificate was not legit because it was not watermark stamped. So I'm sitting there arguing with her for about 5 or 10 minutes about how it was the seal. You just have to fill around on the paper for it, but it was the seal on the paper with the birth certificate. We didn't find it. So I was so upset, I called my mother at her job because I got the birth certificate copy from her. Because when I went and got my passport last year, no, the year before, was it last year? The year before, I think it was last year when I got my passport. I had to have my original document of my birth certificate to get that passport from the post office. So I know that I gave my mother, God bless her soul and her heart, my birth certificate back. I knew I gave it back to her to put it back at the house. She tells me that I didn't give it back to her. So I'm sitting there like, no, I know I gave you this birth certificate back. So I'm sitting there arguing with the lady. So needless to say, I went to the courthouse to get another birth certificate. So I was there for about 10 minutes. I had to go to a birthday breakfast for one of my friends. And I said, okay, I'm going to go back to the DMV after that. Second time I went to the DMV, not successful again. I get to the counter. Have all the documents I thought I needed to have. The lady that takes me at the DMV counter then, I want to say shouts out to, I call her Cleo from Set It Off because that's what she looked like. Queen Latifah from Set It Off, when she played Cleo, this lady looked exactly like her, attitude and all. So I hand her the documents. She asked for them. She looks at my medical bill, which is not a medical claim. It was a medical claim. It was a bill. It was on the paper that says you have to have that as one of the documents. She looks at that and tells me that it was not legit. I say, lady, on this paper, it says a medical claim. You can't have that. You got to have something else, was her response. So I looked at the paper, and I said, no, it's on here. But no, you can't do that. She just cut me off real quick. So I got upset, and I said, well, you know what, lady? Tell me what I need, because this is the second time I done came to the DMV, and it's now 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the DMV is packed, mind you, because everybody is trying to get this real ID. I had never seen the DMV that packed before. And I'm like, is this the Popeye's chicken or what's going on up here? Sandwich, because, I mean, the DMV has never been this packed. I mean, you would have thought it was the aid office and people was getting food stamps. I'm like, what is going on? What is it about this ID that everybody got to have it? But back to my story with Cleo from Set It Off. So she tells me, well, didn't you look at the paper right there? I said, I got the paper in front of you. Don't you see it? Well, that's not a medical claim. I said, well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. You have a good day. So I walked away from her, went back to my car, got home, looked through all my other documents because I needed a bank statement. So I got the bank statement. I said, okay, you know what? I got everything I need now. I got a birth certificate. I got 2 bills and a bank statement. And I got everything else that officially that they looked at it and said it was okay. Third time I get back, everybody and their mama is still sitting at the DMV. Plus, it's another long line at the DMV. I'm like, I just left here an hour ago. Are you kidding me that it is a line that looked like you looked this morning? So when I get to the counter, the lady tells me, well, I'm just going to tell you, babe, it was an older lady, because another lady I got, bless her soul, she had been about 70, 80 years old, working at the DMV counter. I get to her, she tell me, baby, I'm just going to tell you, it's a 2-hour wait for that real ID. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got to be at my second job clocked in at 4:30. To hear this lady tell me after 3 times to come to the DMV that it's a 2-hour wait for this real ID. I said, I give up. I give up. I said, because I've been up here like I worked an 8-hour shift almost all day. I came up here at 8 o'clock. I came up here at 1 o'clock. And now I'm back at 2 o'clock. So for you to tell me that it's a 2-hour wait, y'all close at 5, and I got to be at work at 4:30 clock in. I said, you know what? I will attempt this real ID Monday morning because I'm off. I work tomorrow. I'm going to attempt this real ID bright and early Monday morning. I'm going to be sitting out there in the parking lot at 7:30 so I can get out my car and be one of the first people standing at that line at the door because I need to get this ID. I do. And I'm trying to get in front of everybody because the reason everybody's trying to get this ID too, which I realized on yesterday, is that everybody's traveling. It is the holiday weekend of Thanksgiving. So I said, that's why it's so packed in here. Everybody getting ready to go out of town. That's why everybody wants this ID because, I mean, it looks like the Popeye's chicken line in there. I thought I was in the aid office for food stamps. That's how it looked. Like Jesus was in there giving away food stamps and Popeye's chicken sandwiches himself. I mean, I had never seen so many people in the DMV like that. And I'm like, it has to be something with this real ID because that's what they always there for. And then when I thought about it, I said it's Thanksgiving week, the week of my birthday, Thanksgiving week, and everybody is trying to travel. And I know for a fact it's not going to be no different when I go Monday, but I got a trick for it. On Monday, come Monday, I'm going to be in that line at 7:40, 7:50 in the front. So I got all my documents. So if I see Cleo from Set It Off, if I see the other lady I saw at 8 o'clock that morning, bam, here you go. I got everything you need, so you shouldn't be giving me no smoke, no static about whatever else I need to get this real ID. I done brought every bill. I had a big yellow envelope of everything with me, a yellow bill, my birth certificate sealed stamped with a watermark on it. I done brought tax returns. I had everything. I said, you know what? Because I got to get this ID. I don't know why y'all trying to make it so hard for people to get this ID, but I got to get it because my birthday is Friday, my license expires on Friday, and I need to get this ID because I travel. Now, I was also told that if you have a passport, you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to say this to that effect. I really believe you still should get this real ID even though you got a passport because there's going to be something coming up with the government that they're going to make you still get their real ID regardless if you got a passport or not. So I guarantee you everybody needs to get their real ID and just don't say, well, because I got a passport, I don't need it. No, you need to go get their real ID. Everybody needs to get their real ID if you travel on the plane because the government will come up with some kind of thing where you're going to need to have their real ID in your possession regardless if you got a passport or not. I guarantee y'all. Wait till the new year coming up, if not the year after. They're going to tell you, no, that passport ain't valid. You need this real ID to get on a plane to go anywhere. I guarantee you that. You're going to need the passport and that real ID. So I tell everybody, go get that real ID. If you don't need it right now, you need to get it, I think, by October of next year. But everybody needs to have that real ID if you travel on a plane because I guarantee you, you're going to get to the terminal, wherever you plane tickets pay at the airport, and they're going to tell you, regardless that you got this passport, you still need a real ID. So that's why I'm getting this real ID because I do travel a lot. I do a lot of book events. I will be doing one out of town in Atlanta next year in July. So I'm getting this real ID regardless that I got a passport because I know after a while, the government going to say you still need that real ID regardless of having your passport. So I'm going to get it in my possession. But that was the highlight of my week yesterday. I had my off day because when I work the weekends at my main job, I'm off Friday and Monday. So I'm off the day after tomorrow. But I work tomorrow and today. So I spent almost my entire day before I went to my second job at the DMV. You might as well say I was back and forth at the job. I'm like, can y'all give me a job here? Because it's like I've been here all day, back and forth. So I don't want to have to go through that again on Monday before I start my second job. Because my second job is not really that hard. It's a real easy job, you know. So but before I go on Monday, I should say, I'm not going to be at the DMV back and forth. So I'm going to make sure I'm in that line at 7:30, 7:40, so I can get at that dough at 7:45, 7:50, so I can get in and out of there by 8:30, 9 o'clock, because I got a lot of stuff going on before I go to my second job on Monday. I got to go there, I got to get lined up for my barber. I got to go to the foot and ankle doctor, because when I went to the shop that I should have closed a little small claims thing with and sued them, the Korean, at this little shop in Oak Forest, I'm not going to say no names, but they messed up my big toe, and now my nail is messed up, so I got to go to the foot and ankle doctor about that, because not to gross nobody out, but my big toe nail ain't growing in right, and that don't look right, because for a man, I have very, very nice looking feet. And now because of that, and it's been going on a year now since that nail's been messed up, you would never catch me without no ankle socks on my feet. But I used to always wear sandals, always show my feet up. Till I went to this Korean shop and let them give me a manicure in Oak Forest, Illinois. That's all I'm going to say there in Oak Forest. I'm not going to say nothing else. But I got to go back to the foot and ankle doctor to get my toe checked out, because I need this toe to be nailed, to be taken off, and then for it to grow back in right. So I got a lot to do before I start my job on Monday, my second job. But I will be in that DMV line. I'm telling y'all, I will be in that DMV line. At the dough, not walking to the dough, not getting in the car to get that to the dough. I will be at the dough with that crowd at 7:45, 7:50. So when that security guard opened that dough, I'm walking right on in. I see Cleo, I see Grandma Moses, or I see the other lady that had me at 8 o'clock. Bam, here you go. I let's go on here so I can take this picture and get up out of here. I got stuff I got to do. Moving right along. To my Thanksgiving do's and don'ts. So what I don't want to see versus what I do want to see. Number one is macaroni and cheese, your macaroni and cheese. If you know your macaroni and cheese is going to look like Rotel or watered-down hamburger helper, don't post it. Please don't post it. Go to your grandmama, your mama, your auntie, or whoever made macaroni and cheese. Bake macaroni and cheese from scratch the right way and make it the right way. Hey, if you're not even gonna do that, get on Google and Google a picture and post it. But I don't want to see no Rotel looking like macaroni and cheese on my timeline on Thursday talking about Happy Thanksgiving. This is what I made, because I'm gonna leave you a comment and talk about you like a dog, because I've seen it before. Macaroni and cheese is not watered down. Macaroni and cheese do not look like watered down hamburger helper or Rotel. I seen a girl post macaroni and cheese looking like vomit. That's not macaroni and cheese. If you need to know how to make macaroni and cheese, go to somebody that knows how to make it, or talk to your grandmama, your auntie, your mama, or, you know, hey, ask me. You're going to make macaroni and cheese, you know, the right way. So macaroni and cheese don't need to look like that. Don't need to look like Rotel. The next thing, if you're not going to make lasagna right, don't make it. Leave it alone. Don't make it, leave it alone. Because if you're not going to have it looking like it's going to look on like it's supposed to look with the, you know, you got different cheeses and stuff in it, and you got Kraft cheese, and that goes back to the macaroni and cheese too. You don't use the regular, I forgot the name of the cheese that come in the wrap packages. You don't use that. You go get you some sharp cheddar, you cut it up, and you put that, and you bake your macaroni and cheese with that and some evaporated milk. That way, then yes, how you do it. You don't go get the Kraft slices and put that in the macaroni and cheese. That's nasty. You don't go put three different cheeses in it and make it that way. That's nasty, too. I don't want to see that either, because don't nobody going to eat that. Because I remember 1 year, and I love my aunt to death, but I got to say it. I got to tell it. Got to tell it. Got to say it. Got to tell it. Got to say it. We had Thanksgiving dinner at her house, and she made the macaroni and cheese. She put three different cheeses and the macaroni and cheese. When I tell you, from the time they brought their food to the table and took that wrapping aluminum foil off that macaroni and cheese to the time it was over with, nobody touched that macaroni and cheese. And my little cousin, I think who was 20, he should be 22 or 23, something like that, 21 right now, Trayvon, tasted that macaroni and cheese. He was three, four, five years old. And he never talked when he was little. He was always used to shake his head. But that one time he had that macaroni and cheese, he tasted that, and all of a sudden he said, this is nasty. Ugh. and everybody jumped up like, dude, this boy can talk. We never knew that, but the macaroni and cheese must have really been nasty because he never talked. But that Thanksgiving, he tasted that macaroni and cheese. We heard every word come out of his mouth clear as day. This is nasty. So if you're going to put cheese in your macaroni, it should be sharp cheddar, and that's it. Don't be mixing it with these three different cheddars and this and that, because I'm telling you, from the time you put it on there to the time you come and get it, it's going to stay on that table. Don't nobody want to taste that nasty macaroni and cheese. Don't nobody want to taste your nasty looking like lasagna. Cook your turkey to the temperature it's supposed to cook. Make sure it's done. Baste it right. Make sure it's done and baste it right. I'm going to say that again for the people that couldn't hear me in the back with their phone. Make sure it's done and baste it right. It should not be looking pink on the inside. Ham, make sure it's done, baste it, and done right. If you're going to put the little Coke on it, put the Coke on to give it flavor, the Coca-Cola. My mama do that. She put Coca-Cola on it when she cook it and bake it, and she give it flavor. Put that on it. Don't put no beer and no wine. Coca-Cola. Give it the basic flavor. Baste it and cook it to the temperature it's supposed to be and cook it correctly. Cook your food correct. Make your food look presentable. You know, I know you're proud of your food. You want to say, hey, I cooked Thanksgiving for everybody. I done done this, done that. I done made food for everybody. Cook your food correctly. Don't nobody want to see no macaroni and cheese looking like no watered-down hamburger helper or no Rotel. Don't nobody want to see no lasagna looking like that either. Don't nobody want to see no uncooked ham or turkey. If you're going to post pictures and you ain't make your food right, get on Google. Take a picture in line, put it up that says you did that. You know, everybody don't go back and faint on you. You got some people that do go back like, I saw that picture on there. You ain't make that. But everybody don't do all that. So, you know, do what you need to do. Make sure your food is cooked correctly because, you know, you're cooking for other folks first and foremost. Don't nobody want to taste no Rotel watered-down macaroni and cheese. Don't nobody want to taste no nasty lasagna. Don't put three cheeses in your macaroni and cheese. We don't want to see that. Don't put three cheeses in your macaroni and cheese. Make sure your ham and turkey is cooked to perfection. And your desserts as well, and we got a party. There we go. Top song, top two songs that I know y'all going to party to at Thanksgiving. The Emotion, I Don't Want to Lose Your Love, and the JB's, the introduction song. I don't know the we don't have a funky good time. You know, you play those two songs out of hit. So if you're looking for something to get the party jumping with the old folks, the young folks get up dancing to The Emotions, I Don't Want to Lose Your Love, and James Brown and JB's, we're going to have a funky good time. I know that's not the title of it, but that's, you know, I play that song every night because I'm an old school. I was born in the wrong decade. Anybody that knows me and knows me well knows that I've been here before. I'm reincarnated. I was born in the wrong decade. I like all that old school 70s music. I was born in the early 80s. But I like all that old school 70s music. So somehow, I was reincarnated from the 70s to the 80s. Because all that, the Asley Brothers, that funk, I liked all that. The Spinners, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Blue Magic, all that. I like all that. I'm identified with my music of my decade. Some of the music of today, too. But I love that old school music. I love it. I love it. So everybody, I just want to say have a good Thanksgiving and make sure your food is prepped correctly. Now, moving on. As always, this show is sponsored by Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana. Their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And they're open till midnight today, which is midnight, 12 a.m. And their number is 219-951-0695. Again, that's Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana. Their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And that number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stony, home of the famous jerk fries. Their address is 8126 South Stony Island Avenue on the southeast side of Chicago. Mickey's on Stony, home of the famous jerk fries. And they're open till 1 a.m. today. And their number is 773 702-2800. Again, that number is 773-902-2800. And Layla Sports Bar and Grill for all your banquet and birthday needs. Hit up Layla Sports Bar and Grill. Their address is 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois. That's 14908 Chicago Road, Dalton, Illinois. And their number is 708-277-9821. Again, Layla Sports Bar and Grill, 708-277-9821. Now, we've come to the moment of the show where we always come to that is the highlight of it. It is our author's interview, and I'm going to bring in my sister, Ashante Keys. I see her in the queue. So, Ashante, welcome to the Saturday Spotlight, my sister. Speak up now.
Hi, Jeffrey. You are crazy. I have been laughing the whole show.
Have you?
Yes, you are crazy. From the DMV to the macaroni and cheese. Ah, you are stupid.
Well, Sus, I'm telling you, I encounter something every week. And it's like the DMV, man, I just, like I said, I didn't want to spend all day at the DMV on my off day. But three times, Ashante, three times. I'm like, are you serious? But it's ID, and then everybody in there. So it was like, man, and then the people I encountered, it's like, I got to put y'all on my show. Y'all gave me a rough time, so that's my get back. I'm going to put y'all on my show. And then, yeah, with some pictures of the food.
What you say she looked like, the girl from Set It Off?
Yes, the one that I went back the second time was like Queen Latifah when she played Cleo and Set It Off. I mean, she was exactly like a brave, body structure, attitude. I mean, she has the nastiest demeanor. And that's my thing, too, sis. It's like, I know you work with the public. I know people got these jobs. But it's like, come on now, why do y'all have attitudes? I don't understand that. I work with the public, too, at a healthcare facility. I mean, if you don't like your job, find another one. I don't understand it with the attitude. What's up with that? I never could get it. Like, so I went along with my dad. But yeah.
Yeah, you
got it. Well, I'm happy to have you on the show.
Oh, you are crazy. That was funny. Thank you.
No problem.
What's going on?
Exactly. So I'm happy to have you here, first and foremost. So let's tell the world, listening world, who Ashante Keys is. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
Well, I am born and raised in California. I am a national best-selling author. I have written 12 books, I believe, but I only have 11, I believe, on Amazon right now. I'm working on 3 standalones currently. Hopefully they drop in 2020, if not before.
Okay.
I have one son. Let's see. I have one son. He's 21. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. And to piggyback on that, when I saw the picture of him, I forgot what was your caption or whatever you put about. I could not believe that because you sound so young. So when I saw that, I was like, she got a 21. I mean, you know you saw my comment, but I'm like, and then he looked just like you a little bit. I'm like, dang, I thought Ashante, I thought you were younger than me. Like, I'm like, wow. Oh, my God. Like, I could just expect you to have a son that old. You know, I was like, wow, because you sound so young, and you look so young, too.
Well, first, you're the first person that says he looks like me because nobody says that.
Oh, really?
But
oh, wow.
Nobody. Nope. He does not look like, I don't even see it. So
when he had that fear not to cut you off, it kind of resembled you a little bit from the picture I've seen before of you.
Well, I'm glad you see it because I sure don't. And I've looked at him for 21 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but to me he did. So I may be a little different from everybody, but to me, when I look, I say, yeah, he do like this kind of thing, but I couldn't believe that he was that old. I'm like, wow, because she sounds so young. Like, I thought you were maybe a little bit younger than me, you know. Or, you know, not so much. And I'll be 30.
Exactly.
<and something.
laughs> I knew you were going to do that.
Did you?
Exactly.
Did you know you catch me off guard? I'll be
30
exactly. and something and 8 pennies on Friday. And I can't believe it because everybody
yeah.
tells me I look so young, too. My mom's the only one that says I don't, but everybody else, when I tell them how old I'll be, which I tell everybody, I'll be 38 on Friday. So people tell me that you look like you're about 28 or 30, you know, because when I tell people at work how old I am, my one coworker was like, no, you don't look like that at all. I said, yeah, I'll be 38 this year. They was like, wow, you look so young.
That's how,
yeah,
that's
it
how
is.
They said it. No.
Yeah, she was like, no. I said, yeah, I'll be 38 this year. No lie. Like, I know I don't
yeah.
look it, but I said, because I guess because it's the youth, and I've carried myself with a young, not so much of a young, immature mentality, but a younger spirit. And I've always, you know, my parents look very young, and my mom looks very good for her age. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but, yeah.
It does. My mom does, too. My whole family
okay.
looks young for their age, so.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so. out of your what do I want to say? Out of your 11 books, what has been your best seller? Like, what has been the one that if anybody has read it or the one most requested people will read? What which one of your books is one of the one that you could say I love this one out of all 11 that you put out?
Well, as far as I'll say it this way, as far as reviews wise, it's Lock and Key. But as far as what made me an actual number one bestseller, that was She Stole My Novel, which is a novelette. But my actual favorite book that I've written is Ebony with the White Skin.
Okay. And why Ebony with the White Skin?
Because it touches on stuff that has to do with what's going on in the world, like now. You know, with all of the, you know, cops killing black men, that's what was going on. More so then when I wrote the book versus now. Now it's like sex trafficking and all this other stuff. But at the time, that's what was going on. And it's actually not necessarily urban fiction. It's like true fiction. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some truth to all the stories. All of the events that happened in that story, there's some truth to it. Because, you know, one of the...
Okay.
stories or one of the events that in the story that happens, it talks about Trayvon Martin, but of course I don't use Trayvon Martin's name, but
mm-hmm.
his what happened to him is actually in the story.
Okay. And is that like the one that people like, I know you said Lock and Key. I've seen that one. You're that one a lot. I will say that people do request you for that one a lot from what I've seen on Facebook. That one is very, very popular. But with the Ebony with the White Skin, is that like one that everybody kind of piggies back to as well? Like, okay, I got to get this one if I haven't read that one.
You know what? Since October, which was Domestic Violence Awareness Month, they have. I've been seeing my pages read go up in my purchases. So that one has kicked back in. But it has slowed down for a minute. Most people were reading Hating the Skin That I'm In or my novelette.
Okay. Okay. And Ashante, what made you want to be a writer? Like, what is it that made you decide to say, okay, I'm going to set out to write books? What was it that made you say that?
Actually, I never really wanted to be a writer. Like, that was never, like, something I wanted to do. It was just one morning I woke up, like, at 5 or 4 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. So I just started to write, and it just turned into a story. And then I just happened to be friends with a publisher, and she ended up publishing me. But it was never my intention to actually become an author ever. Like, that was just, this is just all like a surprise. But now that I'm writing and I am an author, of course, it's in me now. So I'll probably
mm-hmm.
write for forever.
Yes. And like I said, that's just a something that I admire about you so much. I see you and then Cartier Julian, who I affectionately call my little brother. But I see y'all so much in the books that y'all have written and, you know, the things that y'all have done and the, you know, the reading audience that y'all have, you know, acquired, I should say, and gotten under your belt. you know, all that, you know, it inspires me to keep doing what I do as well, too. Because before I was a writer, I liked to read books. And in my spare time from not writing, I do like to read a lot of books. And I know your books, especially one that we're going to talk about in a minute, is on my reading list. But I got to get it when you get it out there, because I've been bugging you about it for the longest. But I like to read.
I can give you a snippet. I can tell you a little bit, but, you know, I'm still writing it, so I can't be too, you know, tell too much of it.
Right, you can't let it all out the bag yet, and I understand that, definitely.
I can't do that till it's maybe when I get close to being finished, I can come back on and tell you more about it. But, you know the book world. You know how it is.
Exactly. Because, you know, people take your ideas and you can't be, you know, change. You got to be a little discreet. You got to be discreet before you put it all out there. Definitely. So,
Let's
talk about this book that I want to read. You just give me just a little bit snippet of it. The title of this book, can you go ahead and say it? Because my mama listening, and I can't. I can't go there. I think it's seamless, man. I don't want to call it my fault.
I'm sure my mom is listening, and my mama is listening, too. how many people you got on the call waiting? You got any people
in the
waiting
queue?
On the,
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. 6 people sitting in this queue besides you and me.
And I'm sure there was my mom's on there. No, but she knows the title. She knows the title. I told them both. They know. But
okay.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Just tell me a little. Yeah. So just say a little bit about the book that you can give out.
It's called, okay, I'll say it. It's called A Pussy Asshole Can Have a... I said it real quick there. I won't say it no more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically, let me see. Well, the character is a gay male. I can say that. Who basically means that he's God's gift to all. I guess I could say
mm-hmm.
it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And his favorite line is the title of that book.
Okay.
Meaning nobody basically can do anything better than him. Like, he got it all together. And, yeah, I'm trying not to give it all away. But
right.
He's like God's gift to men and women, basically.
Okay. And like I said, when I saw the title, that drew me in right then and there. I kind of figured that was I guess it's the on the cover. Is that him?
Yeah, I actually dropped
I actually dropped
a visual, character visual too before. I don't know if you saw it, but I did.
Okay. Okay, because I actually figured that was a man dressed up as a woman. But the title is what drew me in and made me want to read the book. Because I knew from what the title is that it was going to be some drama. And I love a book with drama. I'll read any kind of book as long as it keeps my attention and it's drama-filled. And that's one of the things that I try to keep with my books. I know you know as well, we got to keep readers' attention. So we got to have that drama based in the book. You know, we got to have that. Them that keep reading. That's one of the things that I try to do is keep a person's attention in the book. You got to have it from page one, because if you don't have it, they're going to say, well, I'm just going to push this to the side. But you had me. I should say, Ashante, you had me. At that title, I was like, I got to get this book when she finished, because, man, that title and just Quan Mills' titles and your title and then
I rock with Quan Mills, so you know.
Right.
That's my friend, so I rock with him.
Okay.
And yes, his titles are off the chain. Something he would have. He actually complimented me on that title. That's the title that he probably would have used. Believe
right.
it or not.
Right, and you jumped on. Definitely. And it's like I was telling Sean. Me and Sean had this debate. He was like, you know, people coming out with these, you know, titles and this and that. Well, I said, Sean, let me tell you something. You got to keep up with the masses. You got to keep up with what people want to read and what they want, what's going to keep their attention. If you don't, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to acquire that audience that likes to read. You got to keep up with the times. The times is changing. People just don't want that regular, ordinary book. They want something that's going to bring them in. So I'm like, I applaud, you know, the people with those weird titles and this and that, because if the things change, you know, that's what change is a sign of growth. And, you know, I stick by that. That is a real true saying. You got to be able to adapt with the times and the change. You got to be able to keep what people want to read. Because my second book that I won an award for, Shante, I thought I was going to get a lot of backlash because I talked about the church and homosexuality. And I was like, you know what? The church going, people that know I go to church going to read this book and going to say something to me about it. My family going to have something to say about it. But believe it or not, that book won me an award because of the storyline, and it's one of the books that people read about me and they mention a lot. So it's like you got to let your guard down and write what makes you feel happy. And if people accept it, they accept it. If they don't, they don't. But you got to keep up with the times is what I'm trying to say. And that title that you got for that book, I see it going. I definitely – they're going to be looking for that one. Besides Lock and Key and the Ebony the White Skin Girl, they're going to be looking for that one, Ashante, because they got me. When I saw you put that cover up, I said, I got to read that book.
You're so cool. Well, I've had people, you know, inbox me about the book, and it's cool. And truth be told, mm-hmm. I've actually had a lot of people inbox me about titles. They're like, you come up with these cool titles. Can you help me? And I've actually given maybe four authors titles to their books, and I'm okay with that. You know, they tell me what it's about. I try to help them, whatever. So, yeah. P-Ho, yeah, I was going to say the title again. I won't. But, yeah, that will be most likely my first release of 2020.
Okay.
I'm sure, because my line, I basically have to put out Keyboard Bullies between now and next month and my Christmas story, and then I can go back to that story.
Okay. Awesome.
But, yeah, you do have to keep people interested in your book cover, your book title, and your content. It's a lot that comes to writing.
Exactly. And that's the point that I was trying to make to him. You know, you got to keep with the time. You can't go say, you know, this is this and blah, blah. It's what people want to read, Sean. And because he has something to say about Araka, and I'm not trying to blast him because he's going to get on here and blast me back next week. But he's like, I don't like to read Araka this and I said, well, I dabbed in it, Sean, because it's what people want to read. It's what females want to read. So that's why I dabbed in it and I wrote Friday After Dark. So it's, you got to keep it with the time.
Right.
Okay, Ashante, so what advice do you give any new up-and-coming writer that wants to write a book? What is the one thing you tell them to do?
One thing I will tell them to do, well, let's see. First of all, they need to have been a reader first in order for you to be a writer. And they need to research publishing companies or being independent, because, you know, there's pros and cons to both of those things. But if it was just one thing I would tell them is, yeah, they need to have been a reader first. You can't just write a book if you've never read books.
Okay.
And I'm a reader. Like, even now, I'm an author, but I'm still a reader, too. Like, when I have downtime, I read. I support my fellow authors all the time. So,
me too, yeah.
Gotta read.
So. Definitely. And for 2020, what's coming up for you? What's some of the events you're going to, besides the book, are you doing any events? What's coming up for you next?
I don't have an event that I know about yet. The Atlanta Kickback, I thought about it, but I'm not really sure yet. But what I'm probably going to do is, my mother, she designs jewelry. And she actually has, you know, where you can buy jewelry from her, the internet. So if she has another jewelry party, I probably will try to sell my paperbacks at her jewelry party, which will be a little slight event, but it's more her event than mine. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And besides my book, how many are you releasing next year?
He said, my book.
Yeah, because I want to read that book.
So I only have two other ones that are on 2020's release, which is that story that, you know, you call your book. And then I have Shoot Your Shot that still hasn't dropped. And I have I'm Good, Love, and Joy, because you see that one, you know how it works. If the characters don't talk, you can't write, which is why I'm Good, Love, and Joy has been pushed back. So hopefully I can put that story out next year too. And it's funny because on I'm Good, Love, and Joy, I was almost to 20K on that story, but for some reason it doesn't, the content doesn't fit that title. So I have that story almost done. I just need to figure out what title could it be that's not that title, if that makes sense.
A lot of stuff, definitely. Okay.
So.
Okay, well, we got to – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, no. That's it. That's all I was saying.
Okay. Okay. Well, we got a few people in this queue, so I'm going to take a few calls for you. Please limit the – comments, and the, if you know Ashante, just limit the talking to maybe 1 or 2 seconds because we don't got long on the show. But I'm going to call it a few calls here. These might be people that you may know. So my first caller, you said what?
I said you said 1 or 2 seconds.
Yeah, because you know people get to talking to get to talking. Yeah. The show will cut out.
Crazy.
You know, I wouldn't be me if I would.
I know.
But okay, I got area code 562, and then the last four is 9485. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Ashante. Go ahead and speak.
Hi, this is Ashante's mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. I'm glad I heard about the book sale at my next jewelry party. Thanks for the heads up.
Yes.
I'll make sure to schedule that jewelry party soon. But right. I just wanted to let you know that I agree with Ashante. One of my favorite books is Ebony with the White Skin, but I also like Stalking
Hating
Alexis
the skin.
As well. Hate and oh. Hating the Skin I'm in. I love it. I love
okay.
that book. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm proud of her, and I'm glad that she's doing. Following her passion. She's really good at it.
Yeah.
And thank you for having her on. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. She's like my sister mom. So I had to bring her on the show. I did.
Great.
And
I'm glad.
And Jeffrey, what you don't know is that my mom is my editor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So you know that story coming up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm clearing my calendar. Yes.
Wow. And that's such
all
an awesome
thanks,
thing.
Mom. Yeah. Yep. She has to prepare herself.
I am. I'm getting mentally ready.
Yes. And before I let you go, Mom, I just want to share that's such a good thing because my oldest aunt. She's my editor. So that's a good thing.
Oh.
Because you got your mom and my aunt. Yeah, my oldest aunt is my editor as well, too.
Oh, great.
All right.
Well,
yeah,
thank you very much. And I'll talk to you later.
All right,
no problem.
Mom.
Thanks
bye.
For calling.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Ashante, we got 501, and the last four is 9623. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Ashante. Speak.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, Ashante. This is Kiara.
Hey.
I just wanted to speak. I'm just on the line tonight to support Ashante and let her know that I am extremely proud of her. I believe she already knows that, but just to reiterate that, I am extremely proud of you, and I am looking forward to all of your 2020 releases.
See, Jeffrey, this is Kiki, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's Kiki, okay? She
okay.
Don't laugh at me. Don't do that.
That's like my best friend who I never met before. So, you know, me and her, we always chopping it up on Facebook. So
right.
Now you know who she is a little bit. Yeah, that's
right.
Her. That's her.
Okay.
Now
I'm going to have to get off the phone because he officially knows who I am. Here's me on.
Yeah.
Lord bless you.
Jeffrey, let me tell you, she helps me with my writing. Don't get it twisted. When I get stuck, I have to go call her and be like, hey, I'm stuck on this part. Where do I go? So, yeah, just know.
Okay.
But that's Kiki, yeah.
Yes, and Miss Kiki, I'm glad you called in tonight.
Yes, thank y'all. Y'all have a good one. I'll keep listening.
Bye,
thank
Kara.
You.
Bye.
Okay, let's take one more. I got 310, and the last four is 9455. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Ashante. Speak.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, I'm Bobby. Yeah, I'm Shante's
Hi,
other
Mama.
Mother.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Well, I haven't really been keeping up as much, especially when I'm hearing about this new book. But the ones that I support Shante in pretty much everything she does. And I do like the fact that she has an interest that it's been keeping her busy for years, and she can actually earn a couple of dollars out as well. But I personally like Stockin' Alexis, too. I like those books because of the intrigue and how they keep you going and keep you interested from page to page to page. I like the fact that her writing is not... it is proper English as well as something you know that you don't have misspelled words. I thank my sister for all that good things, and as well as grammar. And Shante is very hard on herself as well, so she makes sure that it is of something that's going to keep our minds going. I don't always like some of the topics, and I don't always like some of the things that are in it.
There
you go. Knows that. She does keep it interesting.
Okay.
And she keeps us going with the ideas that she has. And she told me that the reason she writes this way is because this is real life. Sometimes I don't like real life, but I like my daughter. And I believe that it is touching people that need to hear it. As myself, because I don't always keep up with sex trafficking as much as I should, or all of the different things that people do to themselves and to each other, especially like the internet situation. So my whole thing is I'm learning things from her book as well. So I just say keep up the good work, Shante, and thank you for having her on. And I will be seeing you later, Shante. Love you now.
All righty. All right, Mom.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks back your mama for calling.
Okay.
All right.
She, let me tell you about that too. She was my first test reader. So my mom is my editor, and this one here, she's my auntie, but I call her mama. She's my test reader.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you.
I gotta keep it in the family,
mama.
You know.
Yeah, you do. You do. You can't let nobody outside do it, definitely.
No.
Can't let nobody outside do it. And just to piggyback on that, my aunt was my test reader / proofreader. And then when my editor started having a bunch of mistakes with my stuff, Ashante, I would take it to my aunt. And she would point out all the stuff that she wasn't getting. So it's like I would piggyback between the both of them for their mistakes. Because my aunt was not picking up stuff my editor would do. She was picking up stuff that my editor wouldn't do, and then vice versa, blah, blah, so I should say. So she was like my test reader as well, too. But that's good at keeping it in the family. That's how I'm going to do it, too.
Definitely. Yeah, it sure is.
That's
right.
Okay. So, Ashante, can you, for my two baskets, my show, I'm giving away two baskets, I should say, in next month for Christmas. Would you please donate a book to one of those baskets for me?
Yeah, I can send you Ebony with the White Skin.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Please send me that and autograph it for me as well. I'm doing a, I believe it's December 28th. That show is going to be going on for an hour and a half. But I'm going to have four authors on, and we're going to do a, me and Shauna doing a two basket giveaway to two lucky callers. So thank you. I appreciate that if you wanted to put that book in there for me.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Okay. And where can the people reach you at, Ashante, on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter? Throw out those handles for me.
I'm on Ashante Keys. That's my Facebook. I'm under author Ashante Keys, which is my like page on Facebook. And then I'm under A.Kiera, which is Q-U-E-A-R-A, on that's on Instagram. I don't have a Twitter. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I haven't figured out how to use that site yet.
Okay. Okay, awesome, awesome. And I know you say you were thinking about that kickback table. Please think about it a little harder because I will be there this year.
Okay, you inviting me to stay at your house?
I don't even live in Atlanta. I know what you
mean.
I'm
telling you.
Right.
I'm telling
and
you.
I know what you mean.
My flight, my book, travel, my ticket, all that, I don't know if I'm going to make all that money back at the kickback. Now, if I was knew I was going to make all that money back, I'd go. So that's why I'm
thinking
hard, though, because I know I want to go eventually. I just haven't figured out, you know, what, like I said, I'm putting out, if I could put out a Twisted Summer and the book you like and those three that I just told you about for 2020 before July, I might go.
Okay.
But, you know, it just all depends. I want to be prepared.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Well, we're gonna keep you in the prayers on that. I'm going to pray with you, too. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
We're going to pray
about
it. We're going to pray about it.
Yeah, we're going to pray about it.
Exactly. Well, Ashante, thank you for coming on tonight. I'm glad you came on tonight. I like the vibe of your family coming on supporting you as well. And definitely we got to do this again, okay?
Okay, we will when the book come out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Jeffrey.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. So there you have it tonight, folks. We had on Ashante Keys. Go check her out. She left all her handles on for Facebook. She is author Ashante Keys at Facebook.com. So go check her out. She has 11 books out. She has a book that I'm going to read that is coming out called A Pussy Asshole Could Never. My mom is off the show, so I can say that. Or she clocked out. Well, next week, Sean will be back. Hopefully, he will be well suited and booted and ready to come back to talk. So next week, we talk to author Anissa Jackson about her book, Memoirs of a Broken Side. And again, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy. Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. Always, as I say, every show, what you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. Have a blessed week. Again, happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to everyone and see everyone again next week on the Saturday Spotlight.